Well, we feature our nonprofits every Friday, and we're so excited to have Laura Hamilton in from Beacon of Hope in Lynchburg. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, our nonprofit spotlight is brought to you on Fridays by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. They help so many nonprofits in our area, and we know that our nonprofit organizations play such a key role in building healthy, strong communities. You certainly are no exception to that. Beacon of Hope does so much good work in the area. For our listeners who aren't familiar with Beacon of Hope and the work that you do, just kind of give us a brief overview of what you're about.
Oh, sure. So Beacon of Hope is a private nonprofit partner of the Lynchburg City Schools. So we've been around almost 10 years, and we have these really neat things called Future Centers that exist in our two public high schools, Heritage and Glass. And we launched a big scholarship program in 2019, the first Promise program of its kind in Virginia. So any student who graduates from Lynchburg City Schools through the class of 2024 can go to community college for free or can get a scholarship of $8,000 to any of our local Stay Close, Go Far partners.
Wow. That's awesome. And I was reading one article about a young man who said because of you, he was able to go to Lynchburg College because you were you fought, you know, to get him what he needed in order to go through and finish his education. And that's a wonderful thing.
So, it really is. We have so many, many great families and students that we get the honor of serving every day.
So you say you've been around for like 10 years about?
Yep. Okay. Yep, just about 10 years. So our nonprofit started as an offshoot of the city's dialogue on race and racism that happened 2008 through about 2010. And we opened our Future Centers in 2012 and have been rocking and rolling ever since. And we opened a new Future Center as part of our scholarship program at Central Virginia Community College. And that has been gangbusters the last few years, even through maybe what's the weirdest academic year ever this year. So, right. So we were glad to be there to support students.
Well, and they need it now more than ever, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of ways that folks can help you. I'm sure that the whole quarantine thing has impacted your ability to raise money and that type thing. But it looks like you're getting pretty creative. I know you've had your cornament in the past. Now you're having a cornament.
Exactly. Right. Get it, quarantine.
Yeah. I get it.
So we have had, it's become quite a glorified cornhole tournament. We started that, this will be its eighth year. And instead of doing it all in one night this year because of the pandemic, we've done it kind of March Madness style. So last night we had our Elite Eight round.
Wow.
And we've been getting about 16 teams out at a time, and they play each other, and we're down to our final four. And that will be live broadcast on our website, YouTube, Facebook Live on next Friday, May the 14th. And we've got four amazing teams who are duking it out for the big win on that night, and different businesses and families and folks in the community sponsor teams. And those teams just keep playing just for the big victory.
Mm. And then you've got the big show, it looks like, coming up.
The big show. Mm-hmm. Yep. It'll be live broadcast. So we'll do two rounds, the final four and the championship round. And it's live broadcast from Oakwood Country Club.
Oh, wow.
So we're excited about that. It'll start at 7 p.m. next Friday night, the 14th. So we encourage folks to tune in. And, you know, I know we've all gotten familiar watching unorthodox sports over the pandemic.
Yeah,
so here's another opportunity to watch kind of an unorthodox sport.
Well, cornhole is a big deal. I'm just curious.
It's a lot more rules with cornhole, I will say, than I was aware of.
You just thought it was a redneck game, didn't you?
No, not a redneck game, but I played with my 9-year-old
right.
nephew,
mm-hmm.
who is like,
oh, he's probably
got his little measuring tape out, and
it's a cornhole
shark. Like, oh no, that didn't count because I've hit you over. You know, it's like I don't even know what is going on.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But people take it very seriously.
Serious business, no doubt.
And I find out, depending on which region or even neighborhood you're in, the rules can change. so I'm curious, Laura, as you have these students coming forward, are they, and it's probably a mixture maybe even, do they come to you with just this kind of timidness? Hey, I would really like to be, you know, helped in this area. What can you do? What do you find is the general attitude among the students? Are they gung-ho? Are they kind of shy? What's the kind of the makeup of your average person that's wanting to get one of these scholarships?
It's all of the above. So we start serving students in their, certainly in their ninth grade year at the high school level, but mm-hmm. we have all sorts of programs that dig deep back to the middle school level and even a kids to college program in elementary school. So hopefully we're planting the seeds and continuing to sow those seeds all the way through their K through 12 experience.
Oh, that's
but
great.
When they get to us at the high school, you have kind of an array of where families are. You know, you have families who are sending their students first generation for the first in their families to
right.
go to either technical certification or college. And then you have families that we're serving who, you know, who have had generations go. And it's really about trying to figure out kind of how to Google map a student mm-hmm. on his way. And everybody's map looks a little different. And mm-hmm. we sort of think about the best financial way to do it, the best academic way to do it, the best way to do it that keeps them hopefully close to home and giving back to the Lynchburg community for the future. So it really is a yeah. different Google map for every student.
Give us a story that would just encourage our listeners today in what you do. Give us a story of maybe one of your students.
Oh gosh. There's so many. I've been interviewing some of our students who are graduating now from their programs. I've got a student who just graduated from, or is getting ready to graduate from Central Virginia Community College's 2-year radiology technology program. And she has had so many offers for employment already. And, you know, she's a very bright young lady, first in her family to go on, and is feeling so empowered right now as she goes into radiology technology. I have students who have sort of figured out how to, a student who graduated last year from the University of Virginia on scholarship, mm-hmm. but he went to University of Lynchburg first,
okay.
finished there in 3 years and ended up with a master's degree and is now working in computer technology in the area. I mean, you kind of see it all. We've got a student who's at the aviation maintenance program mm-hmm. at Liberty, and
okay.
that student will graduate in a year, ready to go into the big world and going to be making big bucks coming out doing aviation maintenance.
Yeah, oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah, it sounds like I love the fact that you're reaching all the way as early as a kindergarten to start planting those seeds. And I think that's so important because, you know, kids get distracted by the culture and by maybe trouble in family and that kind of a mm-hmm. thing. And they have to still have that constant reminder that there is a way that I can be successful no matter what my circumstances might be. And sounds like some of those stories already that you shared is a great way that the Lynchburg Beacon of Hope is making a difference.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really been kind of, I think it's such an honor to do this work and interviewing students. I've interviewed probably a dozen. Just, you know, we just catch up with them and it's the fuel that fills your cup, you know, year after year. They're just really incredible kids who want to give back, who are so grateful to this. You know, we are 100% privately funded mm-hmm. nonprofit. So we get $0 from the government, no tax dollars, none of that. So, you know, everything we do is supported by this Lynchburg community. And that, I think, kids really see as being, you know, their community is behind them 100%.
Yeah.
Well, it is, you know, it's different when they realize that they have people that they don't even know who are investing in their future. And that's a beautiful thing. We're going to put a link on our Facebook page about Beacon of Hope. And so we'll share some of that and how they can support you in a variety of ways. We thank you for joining us this morning. It's been great to find out more about what you do at Beacon of Hope. Thank you, Laura Hamilton, for joining us this morning on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's been great to talk to you all.
Have a great day.
And take care.
You too.
The Nonprofit Spotlight on Fridays is brought to you by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And we appreciate them supporting us so that we can bring you these stories for our listening area.
Yeah.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.